Beginn Koran Dav, im Sefer Seif, in Dav Kuftal, Beginn Omen Av, Beginn Otez, the Master begins with the Gemara, the Shemina Tzitzel Katan. Then we should have said the bigger Chiddush of a small belt, which actually explains what the Gemara's question. Because we had said that there was a machlikis regarding how to qualify this heter of the Mishnah, that if a Kohen has a wound that he wraps a gemi around, the first opinion said that, so that's specifically a gemi, because a Tzitzel Katan would be a problem by Yitzhak Begadim. Rabbi Yechanan obviously disagrees, and he says that no, it wouldn't be a problem with Yitzhak Begadim. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so then why are you saying it just again? You say even the bigger chiddush of a small garment, that's also been. Which, what's the question? And Tosfos qualifies, this is specifically Yitzhak also ben Medina. This would only be a good question if a small belt is forbidden to wear on Shabbos, to put on Shabbos out of the Beis Hamikdash, which, as Mefarshim explained, that would be exerted because of the case of you might use it to be Hoitzi Dam. Then Parak Shabbat. So then it makes sense that why is the Mishnah say Gemi and not the Medina? That's what do you mean? L'shmina Tzilzel, you should have said the case of the belt. The Mimikdash Mutter, that the Beis Hamikdash was saying that it would be permitted and it wouldn't be a problem to begot Mekon Rabbiachan. The Medina also, and out of the Beis Hamikdash would be forbidden. But near the read, but it seems to the read that no, that actually the Tzilzel Shabbat Medina, that actually a small belt is permitted out of the Beis Hamikdash because there's no medicinal element, and what would be the problem about wrapping a small belt around the wound? So therefore, then Vakash, then we have a difficulty, then came my park. So then, what exactly is the Gemara's question? Say the case of the belt, but we're saying what's B'mikdash Mutter B'Medina Asa, and this wouldn't be also B'Medina. So Mefarshi, the re-explains the park, this is the Gemara's question. The listener must know what it should have said in the Mishnah is, Kohen Shalok Abaz, but if the Kohen gets a wound in his finger, the carefully tells you grab a belt. Yeah, B'im B'mikdash B'im Medina. And that wouldn't be just in the Beis HaMikdash, it would be also out of the Beis HaMikdash. But that would still be telling us a bigger chiddush in regarding to the Beis HaMikdash, that's no problem with Yitzhak Begadim. And they lights you down, but if you're doing to extract blood, then kamakam nasa, both would be forbidden. And that was the Gemara's question. The next says the Master begins with the Gemara, Darsh Rabbi, Rabbi expounded, Chatzah Shana's calculator. We have a quarter that got ruined, which Tesis says, what's the halacha? And he also explains, what's this halacha of Shulei Kupa? Because the Gemara said that although Rabbi expounded, one could spread out the straw, as it sounded like from the Braisa, but it was qualified later that no, even that the Braisa is only permitting by the bottom of what's called a shulei kupa, the bottom of the box, which is a shinui, and how it's normally done, only then is bevinin. And says Tesis, Hilchas HaKedemah, so Halach is like ultimately the Gemara's conclusion is, the la'ira, a person should not spread the straw on the muddy ground, le b'sava, le b'kupa, not with a basket, not with a box, il b'shulei kupa, rather with the bottom of the box, meaning, sh'nishtabra v'nishara bo hashulayim, that it broke, and you have just the bottom of the box, the person b'kupa, like Rashi explains, which is an indirect, like not a normal way of doing it, therefore then it's permitted. Or in, I mean, other approaches, what you do is chayifich hakupa ben lisnal shula. What does it mean, the shule hakupa? It means to say that you take a regular box and you turn it upside down on its bottom. Daniel Deshin, again, it's being done through a shini, only then that's permitted. But to do it by hand, nearly ridasa would seem to the re that not just in a vessel is a problematic, but even by hand, which is also a normal way, and it's not a shini, and that would also be forbidden. It has to be specifically a shini, like the bottom of the basket. Two different interpretations of what that means. Ketanik says the Master begins with the Gemara Hachi Geras Bekunjas. This is the Girsa that's in Rashi, which basically qualifies what's the probate Girsa and what's the Halacha, where we said that there's a person who was banging on the door and there was Machalikis, if that's Chil Shabbos because it makes noise, or it's specifically the voice that's musical. So on that, the Gemara asked on Rabba if it's only that of musical sound. So Rashi's Girsa in the Gemara is, well, this that Rab said, that women who are playing with the nuts, etc., that is problematic. Isn't that you see that it's any noise, not musical? So the Gemara, no, it's Mishmash Shavuot, it's because of a concern of, because they might come to Shmuel at the ground. Because if you don't say like this, then what are you going to do with the case of when they're playing with apples, which don't even make noise, must have been because it's about the problem of smoothing at the ground. Now, but Tema says it's worth to wonder. If that's the case, then tied to the Rav Lomali, why do we need these two teachings of Rav, one regarding nuts, one regarding apples, that they're both saying the same thing about smoothing at the ground? Now, Amir Shlomo, and that's the case, what you could say is, right, it was only one halacha, one was deferred from the other, but it's the basic halacha about playing with items that you might come to smooth at the ground. But Barach Gros Hachi, the Rabbi Nachman has a different gersa. That the Gemara says, and it's a question on Rav, Eldomar, Rabbi Yud, but this Rabbi Yud says, Nashim Sachi, Bagez Mechul, the women who play with nuts, etc. And that, you see, it's any noise. Lo, he says, the Gemara, no, the Bishlamei, call it Kigzam Zumi. Where the Gemara continued and went on and said that the truth is that, no, you're allowed to make noise that's not musical, but women that are playing with nuts, it actually does make a musical sound. How so? You throw one, you catch one, and makes that sound, but that's forbidden. That has like a musical sound to it. It's like a musical instrument. So that's a different gear than that of Rashi. Then the Gemara says, "Well, the Rabbi then this Rabbi that said Nashim Zachas betapuchim mechulu. We're going to play with apples. I see it's also even though it's not making musical sound." Mishani have that. The Gemara says, "Loi, no, Mishmashu Gumis. That's the problem about smoothing out the ground." We have a hashi now. Trein yomi isra hashmina. Now it's talking about two totally different isurim. Yeah, that of the nuts actually is a musical sound, and it's not just any sound. And here, Nefer Rav had to tell us that prohibition. And here it's talking about, because it's about smoothing out the grounds. Now, although we do see whether it's one halacha inferred from the other or two different halachas, but you see that you're not allowed to play with nuts or apples on the ground because it might come to smooth out the ground. Omi, however, says Taisus, in because Benashim and the we shouldn't protest against the women and the children that they play these games because the Mutvashi Shegim al Yimazid, better they let they do it by mistake than do it deliberately because they're not going to listen anyway. Now, Pesher Ben Chananel, Rabbi Nachman rules that the hilchas are ku'ula. Halacha is like ku'ula. That for the kosher initial shir also that a sound, one's not allowed to bang on the door, even if it's not musical. Avagav, the Shani Rabbi calls you of doctrine, although Rabbi resolves all the questions that are asked in his opinion, Ashnu le'samchin, we don't rely on what's called teitzim, you know, on answers. Still seems more like ula. But Ravav is verdad, Rabbi Yehuda Barbazilai, Paskei k'Rabba, they rule like Rabba, that it's specifically only if it's musical, because Rabbi Achav Yaakov, he answers for Rabba, which shows that he holds like that. And Amem is also like him. The Shor Lemimli beGilgula beMechuza that he permits to go ahead in Mechuza to fill up with those pulleys, even though that makes sounds because it wasn't musical sounds. So you see that they hold like Rabba, and therefore they rule like Rabba that just banging is permitted. It's only musical banging that's forbidden. So place this according to Rashi's gear. So Rabba is saying two times the same halacha of playing with produce. And one is first from the other. According to Rabbi Nachman's gears, it's actually two different nisurim. One about nuts, which is actually makes musical, and that of apples, which about you might have to smooth out the ground. And Taisa says not to protest in the women. And Rabbi Nachman rules like ula that it's forbidden any noise, and they're all the riff. And Rabbi Huda Bar Barzilai they rule like Rabbi that no, if it's not musical, then it's permitted. Tinnik says the master begins with the Gemara Gizerish Mimol Liginasim Ulchabase. It's a rabbinic concern that maybe they're going to come to fill up water for their garden and for their churva. Says explains what's the case talking about, where he said that only in the base of Migdash did it permit the Be'er Gul and Be'er Gadol, but in Medina not. And that says Taisim Mevashar Ben Tam. He says because the Dafka BeGalgalim Gedolim, specifically by these large Galgalim, which are these windlass that draws the water. So Malan Harba Ma'im Yachad Shaychel makes it where it draws a lot of water at a time. That would be appropriate to make exer that you know, it's so easy to get the water. You might come to use it to water the garden on Shabbos. It says the Rebbe, but ours is very small. But like you said, never actually in practice, ours would not be included in this gezeirah d'rabbanan of drawing the water on Shabbos.